Morning.
Morning.
How are you, man?
Right.
Good.
Dogs?
Not this week. Good result. Next week.
And just quickly on what's happened out there, is all clear for you, the 22 plus white?
Yeah, that's exactly what, that's what it'll be. Unless something goes wrong, we'll be, the 22 that are selected will play, and white will be our non-playing emergency.
In terms of what you went through at selection, how did you work through Jackson Trinko with what he's done at the SANFL and whether he should play AFL again?
Oh, it's really, really easy. You know, it's as difficult as it was for Jacko. Jacko can't have played, you know, like a number of blokes in the sample. Jacko's obviously talked about a little bit, but, you know, Young played really well, Archie played really well, Impey went back and played well, so, you know, Brett Eddy, so there's plenty of people in really good, strong form in the sample, but we played a really strong game ourselves in the AFL level, and history would suggest that I do reward the team when they're getting the job done. Now, some parts of that are pretty simple. Sometimes it's a little difficult for some other people.
His free agency aspect, does he need to think that through a little bit more now?
No, that'd be no different to, I wouldn't have thought. You know, that's Jacko's probably decision as much as anything, but for us as a club, we're still more than comfortable that will work itself out as it always does.
Do you know what he's thinking? And do you know if he's leaning one way or another?
In what? Leave or stay, is that what you're saying? Oh, no, I'd look, knowing Jackson, I'd be surprised if he's not committed to Port Adelaide Football Club. But again, you know, it's one of those circumstances that is outside of my control. It's not one that I probably should spend too much time on, to be honest.
Do you think he'll stay,
Ken? Yeah, I do. But that's my last answer on that one, I reckon, because I'll end up talking about that all the way through.
What about bringing in Jasper for Tom? Not quite like for like, but a small Suns forward line? Is that the
yeah, they look. They do look a little smaller on paper, you know, and that's what we're looking at. And we're going, okay, well, we think this is a week where we can, because Dougal and Tom Cleary both give us coverage in tallbacks, you know, and you know, obviously that makes us feel like we can cover that pace. You know, whether we need to be like that or a bit different going forward, that will always be a game by game basis.
See, if the Suns did have a tall forward line, Jack
Bonch
may have come back in.
Well. It certainly would have been in the considerations, but no, I think we would have went with the way we've gone anyhow. We tend to back in the players in the system that we work to more than, you know, whether they're too tall or too small. Unless there's an obvious size difference, we would probably stick with what we went with.
What's Jasper had to do to prove that he's fit? He's obviously been in and out a little bit with a few different niggles this year and form. What's he had?
Yeah, no, well, he just clearly just had to show that he was fit. That was the first thing, because he had a little bit of a sore calf leading into the last game, which, because we were cautious with it, gave him every opportunity to come up for this week. We're really comfortable that he's ready to go.
Any concerns with Dan Houston's shoulder?
I suppose there will be if Dan gets dropped on it again or he lands on that awkward position. There'd be some chance that, you know, that mightn't feel very good for him. But no, he's trained well yesterday and again today. He's really comfortable. He's only a young player. He's really comfortable that he can handle it and get through it. And he showed last week, done in the first quarter, come back on and played the rest of the game. So there's little doubt that he'll be able to handle it. There's probably some doubt that might hurt him occasionally.
What was the actual problem with it?
He landed out, you know, that difficult position you land with the shoulder, which causes a bit of a, you know, bit of movement that you don't like.
Ken, it's a bit uncertain where you're going to finish, but what approach do you want the players to take tomorrow?
Oh, really simple. Just play the game on its merits, be as ferocious as we can be, back up our performance again last week and continue to build. And I think that's the challenge for everyone that's going to be a part of the finals. Everyone will want to play strong, aggressive, hot footy, I would have thought, in this round, because you do have a break next week.
How do you look at that? I mean, it's that ladder predictor again, but now it's only one game.
I think I said wait till the end of round 23 and it'll come clear. And it looks pretty close, doesn't it? Round 23, at the end of it, we'll know what's going to happen. Like, you don't. Control what you can control. And for us, we've got everything in our control that we want at the moment. That's our performance tomorrow night.
You do get the advantage, you know, what Sydney has done.
Is it an advantage or a disadvantage in that situation? They're things that I don't buy into, and I've spoken to the players about that. We've got to control the way we perform, let the results, let the ladder, let everything else work itself out, and when that's all done and dusted, hopefully we're in really strong form, and wherever we play, you know, in 2 weeks after that, we'll give ourselves the best chance to perform.
Well, they're not going to be able to ignore the screens, and you know they'll be up there about what Paul will have to do or not do and so forth. So.
Yeah, it's easy. It's you can't not acknowledge that, But you've also got to say, okay, well, that shouldn't influence the way we go at the next contest, the next ball. But there's no doubt, Rooch, I never sit here and say that you can't acknowledge that that might be a factor. We've got to control it.
Alistair Clarkson was quite scathing yesterday of the pre-finals bye. Is there some advantage to finishing fifth or sixth than fourth?
No, I don't know. I haven't been in the final since I've had it. I'm bloody happy we're back, though.
In terms of preparing the team, though, Ken, does it give you some extra challenges having that bye, knowing you probably have a 2-week break?
Yeah, look, there is. There certainly will be. And as I said, we're about to experience it for the first time. It's only been in 1 year. So, I'm not quite sure how to react to it myself. The very, very small sample size would suggest that it may have been a little bit of some slight disadvantage for the sides who got straight through. So, I don't know. Hope I have that problem.
Considering you've been going for 15 consecutive weeks, there's got to be some sort of advantage for you, though, to have a week off now.
Yeah, well, I think for us, particularly, it's certainly not going to hurt us because, as you said, we had the early bye, and but we have managed that through the year. We've given our blokes a couple of 3-day breaks when we could during the year, and again, I hope we get an advantage out of that. But more importantly for me is what we're going to do tomorrow night. There's a lot of talk about what we're going to do after tomorrow night. I want to stay in what we're going to do tomorrow night.
Yeah, considering this time of the year, most coaches look to settle aside. If there's a choice, they usually lean on experience guys because of that experience. Are you running a different agenda because you've got a bigger picture at Port Adelaide at the moment?
No, I'm really clear with what I'm doing, and that is that I'm picking the side on their performance. And if their performance is worthy of maintaining their spot in the side, they'll maintain their spot in the side. I don't buy into age, games played, whether that's a positive or a negative. I don't use it as an excuse. I think it's about your performance, and for us, we'll pick the team that gives us the best chance to win tomorrow night.
Have you got a better handle on your squad this year considering you played so many players?
Oh, we've got an understanding of them all, there's no doubt, and so we should. We've got had them for a whole year, and we've got 45 players on the list, and we know what they think they can all possibly do for us.
Having said that, Ken, if I said to you in January that you'd be going to round 23 with Todd Marshall and Aidan Johnson and a whole host of these younger blokes playing, would that have surprised you at all?
It has a habit of surprising you, I suppose, but look, we've always, in my time, always been happy to give the younger blokes an opportunity, and if they play well enough, like Sam Powell Pepper and Ollie Wines in my first year, if they play well enough, don't put them out just because they're young, pick them on form, and that's what we try to do. And if they're on form, those boys you talk about, like Dan's had a fantastic season, and Aidan's, had one game very early on, and then unfortunately lost his spot because I think we might have Robbie Gray or Chad Wingard come back. So, they deserve their opportunity. And, answer your question. Yeah, I'm probably a little surprised that they've progressed as quickly as they have.
What sort of boost does it give a young player like a Toddy Marshall, for example, saying, I'll give you a run around 22, I'm going to give you another run around 23, and this is the business end of the season, you're
going to take? Yeah, for Todd, it's a reward for a difficult year at parts, but all I'd say to Todd, play well again tomorrow night. Play your role for the team. Make sure we win. I love the way you play. That's what I've said to Tommy. We prefer he not be suspended. He knows himself that he could have perhaps done things just marginally different, which would have saved an outcome that he's faced with now and caused us a little bit of difficulty. But I promote my defenders to play aggressively and body check, body spoil, all those things that every other coach would do, I think. Look, it was marginal difference between a good result, bad result, and unfortunately, it's a bad result.
And where's the line? I mean, the
line's easy. Don't get reported, or don't put yourself in a position to get reported. Now you can say, well, he did. I would say he was trying to do what we instruct him to do, but it was just a little size of the opponent, the aggression of Tommy. They go hand in hand a little bit, and he pays a price.
The players have to be careful in this round, especially because another suspension is a final missed.
Yeah, well, ask the players. I reckon they would say, absolutely, we have to be mindful. But they're always mindful. Tackles are mindful now, isn't it? Jumper punches are mindful. Checking players is now. Everything you do in the game, we're there to protect and reduce and not create injury. That's one thing we try to do in the sport. I think that's really important.
Did you ever give thought to slamming a
bloke's
head in the ground when you were playing for the Cats?
Nah, not me. I was a scaredy cat.
The news came out last night that Gary Ablett had,
gone
down the game.
No, I didn't care.
Didn't care?
No.
Well, in terms of your preparation, obviously, you would have been preparing to face Gary.
No, we're preparing to face Sol and his team, who are, you know, trying to make some changes. Their team is their team. It's not one player, you know, and we're preparing to play our absolute best football, regardless of who the opposition bring or don't bring.
You know, what do you expect now to the Suns, and obviously you've worked with Dean before, what do you expect now to this sort of game style he's going to bring?
They'll be pretty combative. They'll be very defensively minded, and they'll be doing everything they can for the team.
Is it a good time to play the Suns, or is that unknown factor kind of dangerous?
Yeah, I don't know. They're playing their last game of the season. I think it's pretty dangerous. You know, they've got a lot to play for themselves, whether that be individually or collectively. And obviously, Dean's trying to make his own little mark on the team.
A couple of coaches have said it's good to play finals bound opponents in round 23 to give yourself a really hot hit out. That's just something you want to play your best footy. Is there a chance of a lull, not from your team, but preparation wise going into the finals?
Oh, no.
The last hit out against.
No, the draw's a draw. You can't. You know, we're not going to pick and choose at this stage of the year. We had a really strong performance, really tough performance last week. We're going to expect to play the same way again tomorrow. The opponents, you know, all coaches say the opponents shouldn't matter the way you go about it, and that's what it should be again tomorrow night. We should be there to play our style of football.
To get the same out of, say, beating Gold Coast by 10 goals that you might out of beating.
I'll be happy. I'll be just happy to win. Happy to win. I don't care. Going into the finals with good winning form is really important.
Ken, where's Matthew Broadbent at? Is he expected to be?
Yeah, he'll play tomorrow. Playing the sample tomorrow, and obviously getting through these pretty high quality player. He won't take long to be available for us. In fact, I would suspect that he'll play well enough that he'll be available for the very next game.
Can you just on Gold Coast again, they don't really have a whole lot of ruck stocks at the moment, and you've got probably the premier ruckman in the competition. They said yes, they'll be looking to shark a few taps.
I would be too. We'll go up against Paddy.
I mean, you last year you obviously went through the same thing with Jacko as you ruckman for a bit, and you sort of play as an extra midfielder at times. What do you plan with the dominant ruckman, knowing that the opposition are just going to be trying to read it off here?
Yeah, well, I think that's Paddy's ruck work is one part of it, but there's a significant amount of work that goes in around the ground level of that too. So you have to control. You know, we would use the term we play off body a lot. You know, whether we got a dominant or not dominant ruckman, it's a great habit to be in, and that's what habits do for you. If you play the same way, whether you win or lose the ruck, because there's games where you don't always dominate the ruck hit outs, as you said last year, and. You know, even this year with Paddy, we haven't always won the hit out. So we prepare and play a similar style, whether we do or don't dominate, I reckon.
Has it been clarified, Woody? Does it centre bounces with a hand out, the rule that seems to be emphasised?
No, not really.
Pushing out against their opponent?
No, I think overall that they're trying to make sure each ruckman get a fair opportunity to jump at the ball, and that's what they're trying to achieve now. It's hard to adjudicate sometimes, I think. Don't know. I think, well, both Paddy and Max Gorn, I think, have had a little problem in the last few weeks. Maybe there isn't, but I think what it does do to Paddy and probably Max, I'd assume, is make them aware of it.
Max was using a sling, I think, at Melbourne training the other day on his off arm to sort of keep it down. Has Paddy been doing something similar or what?
No, he hasn't. No. It's an unusual way to do it, though, isn't it?
It's unusual.
I don't know. When we play Max next, I hope he plays in it.
Ken, if you're able to sneak into the top four, given a bit of conjecture early on in the season and top eight opponents, all that talk, if you're able to sneak in, how would you assess the year before finals? I mean, it's a pretty amazing achievement.
Yeah, as we sit here right now with a game to play, and we want to play a really strong game, you know, we set ourselves an opportunity to play finals was our key agenda item. We know that right from the start of the year, and so far we've been able to get to that point. But again, tomorrow night, let's just play well and worry about where we end up, as I said before, at the end of round 23, not the start. Thanks.
We know you, mate.
Sure we do.